The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher still. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall. That's the Dave Draper. Hello, sir.
Hi.
How are you?
So, well, you know, this is...
What's wrong? Why do you feel all down?
Everybody should enjoy this episode because it's probably our last.
What? Wait a minute. What? Why?
Well, come on. We've finally been found out. We've been exposed for the hack frauds that we are. What? We can't keep the ruse up anymore.
What ruse?
Just that we're hack frauds.
What?
So for those of you who don't know, a little while ago, we finally put up some new videos, some new reviews.
Oh no, they found us out, didn't they?
And one of them was for the Jurassic World. I'll get to yours in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Which is funnier because it's real.
You tell your tale while I get a soda.
Fair enough. So we did a couple reviews. One of them was for the Jurassic World Brachiosaur, which I got early because I'm me. And of course, it comes in three parts, right? And I'm sitting here, I'm sitting here looking at it like, what did I order? A Gundam kit? What is this? Some assembly required? It was all the assembly required. So like, you know, I take the head or the neck, and I jam that onto the body. Two pieces of plastic together,
just as hard as you could,
like a chimpanzee. Just and I figured I'd done my part. I'd done my part, right? It was up to Mattel to finish the job.
True.
Mattel just sat there, and the week went on, and we got closer and closer to filming, and I started to panic because I'm like, the tail, it's like go in the butt, go in the butt, tail, go well, home.
This show went from family friendly to oh my god, real quick.
No, it didn't. It was always it. Oh my god,
that's true.
And it wouldn't happen, and so we had to film the review. And I'm like, I gotta come up with a story, like how this thing didn't happen.
Yes.
And so I came up with a crazy story about a quote manufacturer's defect.
Yeah.
Because you know, which was pretty far fetched. Because I'm sure anyone who's bought anything from NECA or McFarlane or even Mattel will tell you that toy manufacturers never have defects.
True.
Never make mistakes. But I have such low esteem for our fans, such high contempt for them,
Jesus.
That I figured they'd buy anything, even a crazy cockamamie story about a, quote, manufacturer's defect, and we almost got away with it, you know, like a Scooby-Doo villain.
We
almost
got a pesky kid.
If it hadn't been for one guy, one bold soul who said, you gotta take the tail, you gotta jam it, you gotta push it into the thing, you just gotta shove it into the thing. And I was like, damn, the one thing I didn't try, the one thing I didn't think of, and he called me on it. I certainly didn't sit there for like 10, 15 minutes trying to shove the tail into the back of the thing.
No.
I certainly didn't watch like a dozen, like four, which is not a dozen, but it's still an excessive amount of Brachiosaur reviews.
It's quite a few.
To see what I was doing wrong.
True.
Until I finally got one where they turned the thing, and you could see that the back piece was different than the one that I had.
Yes.
That never happened. I just never even thought of trying to shove the plastic into the plastic. Now, to be fair, his second post on the site, because he commented twice, this was such an important deal that he actually had to make two comments.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta push it really hard. Push the plastic hard.
And what's funny about that is you were like, you put it on the fan group that was like, I can't post responses to YouTube.
I can't post pictures.
Yeah, pictures. Well, I just copied your Google, like the image.
I wasn't a Google. That was a screenshot from the other video. I posted a link to that video.
Yeah. So I just copied the URL and I posted it. And I was like, look, there's obviously a piece missing from Dave's. It's evident by this picture here.
Don't keep the lie going. It's fraud. We're too stupid to figure out to shove a piece of plastic into another piece of plastic. So we came up with some wild story.
Yes.
Now there's yours, which is today. Today, you had to be
no,
a big man.
It wasn't today. It was like 2 days ago.
Was it? I just saw it today.
It was like Sunday I did that.
You had to be a big man on someone else's fan group. Open your toys. They had pictures of this weird gold, stupid Star Wars
terrible-looking toy.
Well, they did. Okay, first of all, like to get sidetracked, because that's me. They did that back in the Attack of the prequel days.
I remember that.
They did the silver ones.
I remember. They were stupid then. They're dumb now.
You know, they were stupid, but I loved them because those were their convention exclusives.
Yeah, that's true.
And they were unessential.
That's true.
Like, they were, you know, if you went to a convention, it was a neat thing to have, but it didn't, you weren't missing out on anything
right.
in terms of a larger, unless you were a super completist.
True.
But it was a stupid thing that, like, you didn't need to have, like, all the characters. And I guess for me as a collector, it was a great convention exclusive. So anyway, now keep in mind that it's been all over the internet. That like, well, and you wondering, that looks like a Disney logo there. That's a park exclusive, sir. I can't do a Cliff Clavin. Every time I do a Cliff Clavin, I'm like, hey, you hoser. I don't know why Cliff is Canadian, but you hoser, Norm.
My problem was the picture that I saw, there was a glare in the upper right-hand corner, and the four and up logo that is actually on that package look like the Disney theme park's exclusive logo
well,
that
yeah,
they plastered on
their
package.
Clearly a Disney. Now, keep in mind that the pictures of the little...
I don't pay attention to the
cheap,
Star Wars toys, so, you
lame,
know.
Lame, entire, like, really ridiculously small cardboard display thing, which apparently is going to be Hasbro's Star Wars Legacy. I mean, it's really, it's pathetically small.
Oh, they're awful.
No, it's, I mean, like, compared to everything they've had in the past, it's just, it's depressing. I mean, even Rogue One had, like, a giant cardboard,
right.
you know, U-wing that
right.
they had to, they didn't bother to assemble at our Walmart, but they had one.
Yeah, that's true.
This is just a cheap, but point being that Walmart's had put them out. You know, they've taken them off the floor really quickly, but they put them out. So we know what they've got, and they've got the gold thing, the gold figures.
Right.
Which I think is basically Hasbro's last hurrah with the 4-inch molds. It's like, we got these molds.
Before we go to 5-inch.
Which, you know, like, that was one of the things on the display was the tread speeder, the 5-inch tread speeder, which, like, every time I see it, my finely marbled heart
Have they
breaks.
Shown the actual 5-inch figures yet?
They've shown the one that comes with, they've shown the, I've seen the tread speeder. Like, it's, I mean, I don't know if that figure's, like, molded to the speeder, like they did back in the good old days,
right.
or if it's, like, if it's got articulation. My guess is it's molded to the speeder, because the 5-inch line's supposed to be cheap.
Right.
But just everything about that makes me sad.
And now they're going to wonder, why are Star Wars sales down so far?
Yeah, why did they drop so hard? It must be the movie, which, you know,
huh.
it's a little bit of the equation. The point being, that was just funny. You know, that's a Disney thing. I'm like, dude.
I was wrong.
It's like, hey.
Well, I realized my mistake.
If you want to talk about Star Wars, you come to me first. I'll
after
make sure
I posted
that, you don't
that,
look
like
a jackass.
After I posted that, I saw a different picture, and I was like, okay, it actually is Hasbro Park. It actually is a Hasbro thing.
It's a Walmart.
Like,
I think it's a Walmart exclusive.
I was like, oh, it's an actual toy that's coming out. It's not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So my bad. So, and then somebody was like, well, he was standing in the Walmart. And I was like, dude, I didn't even see the Walmart sticker. I was just focused on the god awful toy that I was looking at. And like, what the hell am I looking at? Stupid Hasbro.
So we're hack frauds.
Yes, we are. Apparently,
we've been found out. The jig is up, Jason. It's time to take our ill-gotten gains and head to Mexico.
Which is where your Brachiosaurus came from.
I know. Maybe I'll find the
Maybe
little,
that's why the piece was missing. Because it was
I have,
a return, and it ended up in Mexico.
Okay, I don't know. That's a little weird stretch, like it being a return. But
eh.
I was going to say, maybe we could find the piece.
Well, we could find the piece. I don't know where we'd start to look.
Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping. My dream is that I hope that I get one on October 6th. Because, you know, our target is garbage.
Yeah, it's
so true. I'm hoping I get one, and I'm going to make you do a video where we do, like, Dava the Toy Explainer. And it's going to be, can you find the manufacturer's defect? And we'll have both butts pointed at the camera.
You
and it's
did
like,
it! You did it! You did it! Yeah! Oh, my God, yes.
I'm going to make you wear the Ewok hood. You're going to be Pooter. Oh, or Poots.
Poots.
Gee,
David!
Yeah, that is Swiper. I haven't figured yet.
Swiper, no swiping.
Pooter, no pooting.
I did find out. I'm sure nobody on here really gives a damn about the Dora and the whatever that movie was called. But I did
Apparently you care.
Well, I found out. I didn't really care to see it. I was like, I'll see when it comes out. But then I saw a clip. Somebody had pirated part of it on YouTube, and it's gone now. But I guess there's a portion in there where they get into these mushrooms.
Oh, is that where Swiper comes from?
No. No, Swiper's actually in the movie as that. But they actually go cartoon, like in it, because they hallucinate, and it's brilliant. I'm like, this is amazing. Leave it to Nickelodeon Films to go. Well, can't forget where we came from, people.
So let's remind the kids what they were like. trying to figure out how to like phrase this coherently. Let's not forget where we came from, our children's programming roots, by having them do a mushroom trip.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. You know, I learned something today.
Did you?
Well, you know,
was it the difference between Walmart and Walt Disney World?
We always talk about how you know, you're always learning in this hobby. Like, you're always learning something new that you didn't know existed.
I learned that there's no such thing as manufacturer's defects.
Apparently.
And that you're supposed to push plastic hard.
I found a YouTube channel. And the reason I clicked on it, the video today, was because it was like obscure toy commercials. And I was like, oh, I like obscure toys. Let's watch this. And they were the normal stuff, you know, aerators, supernaturals, stuff like Power Lords. I'm like, all right, these aren't, I mean, this is kind of obscure, I guess, but.
And then to the normal person, they're obscure.
And then they showed a toy line from Irwin, which was a Canadian toy maker.
Eh?
And they did a line of figures, but right before they did their Stretch Armstrong, like, alien figures, I don't remember what they were called, but it was early in the 90s, it was like 1991 they did these. These little figures called Uzis.
Okay.
And they're these like monster looking characters, and you unscrew the bottom and the top, and you insert the slime into the top of the body, and you screw them back together, and then you squeeze certain parts on them, and the slime comes out of the face or the head.
Okay.
I'm like, these are amazing! Like, how have I never heard these existed? And then I go to look, and I go, oh, it's because they're rare as a fucking unicorn.
Well, they're Canadian. I mean, yeah.
And they're Irwin, which means they didn't.
If it is a foreign toy, then yeah, it's.
They didn't get a lot of. It didn't seem like they got a. I mean, they had a TV commercial, and they looked neat.
They have TV in Canada.
I know, but
don't
I said
be racist.
I sent it to Danny, and I was like, "How have I never seen these before?"
Oh, you sent it to Danny.
I did, and then I was going to tell you about it because you don't care about slime toys. Not that much. Not as much as him.
Not now.
Oh, why not, David? Did I hurt your feelings?
You did.
Good, you son of a bitch. You deserved it.
Hey, at least I don't go around like a jackass going, that's a Disney toy!
I can't help it if you can't tell one dinosaur's butt is not entirely a defect and you just don't know how to push a tail into the butt. You don't know what
that's
to
fair,
say.
That's a fair cop.
Dave was speechless for a moment. He's like,
I was waiting till marriage.
Oh. It doesn't even come with marriage, David. Sadly. Sorry.
Well, I feel sorry for you.
Fair enough. People are like, where is this podcast going? We don't know. So what's interesting is the Arrowverse crossover this year, the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
I just saw the title.
Yeah. So Michael Rosenbaum, who played Lex Luthor in Smallville.
And the Flash on the Justice League.
Yep.
Cartoon.
Has made an announcement that he passed on being a part of the Arrowverse.
Oh, I missed that part.
He explained on Tuesday, and this is, he was made an offer he absolutely could and did refuse, and he goes on to say, friends, many of you tweeted and asked me about joining the Infinite Crossover, he tweeted, I can't tell you how much this means to me, I'll just be straight up about this, WB called my agents Friday afternoon when I was in Florida visiting my grandfather in a nursing home, their offer, no script, no idea what I'm doing, no idea what I'm shooting, basically no money, and the real kick in the ass, we have to know now. My simple answer was pass. I think you can understand why. I hope this answers all of your questions.
Well, so, it's like a cameo kind of thing. Jesus, Michael, get over yourself.
I mean, to him, it's a job, you know.
I get it. I do. I get it. It is a job. He's a working actor. Still, I think it's more like it was a cameo. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure the other guys aren't working for like huge.
Oh, God, no. I'm sure they're not paying those guys.
By the way, I saw a commercial. Like, apparently the other. The actor's name Welling. Guess he's going to be in costume.
Yeah.
Oh. So they showed that in the
brilliant
commercial.
Brilliant. Apparently, Matt Reeves' Batman is gaining more cast members as Jonah Hill and Westworld star Jeffrey Wright in negotiations.
No, Wright's confirmed.
Oh yes, he was. He was confirmed after this. He's confirmed to be playing Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
Which people are pissed about. And I just go, really? I'm like, this is what's wrong with fandoms these days. You get this small vocal minority,
yeah,
and it grows into a vocal majority, and it just becomes incoherent.
My problem is I'm always on the razor's edge on this one, but in this particular case, he's a good actor, he's the right age, he will be a good Gordon.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what color he is. I mean, he was kind of like a... Hector Elizondo did him in the Lego Batman movie. And nobody cared.
Yeah.
That he was Hispanic.
Yeah.
Like, it just, I think he, like, my question is, will he be a good Gordon? And from what I've seen from Westworld, at least, yes, he will be a good, and Gordon's never a huge thing in these movies anyways. But, like, I think he'll be a good Commissioner Gordon. I think he's a good actor.
True.
Well, of course, they don't like that Pattinson's Batman.
That's kind of died down, though.
No, because really they got other things to be butthurt about.
Yeah, it's true. Now they've got to be butthurt about Jeffrey Wright, who is a brilliant actor.
He's a good actor. I haven't seen everything he's been in, but, you know. And then, of course, everyone's assuming
Jonah's going to be Penguin.
Which would be a good cast. Which would be a good casting call.
Yeah.
I'd like him as Penguin, but they go, maybe he'll be Mad Hatter, maybe he'll be Clayface. I don't want.
Yeah.
First of all, Mad Hatter.
Really. Other people are talking about Riddler, too.
He's too... Has he lost a lot of weight?
He's in... You haven't seen Jonah Hill in a while, have you?
No, I have not.
Yeah, he's... He's lost.
To be fair, one, you know, just because you lost a lot of weight doesn't mean you can't gain it back.
Well, that's true, but he's. There you go. I'll give you an idea of.
Oh, he's got shoulders.
Oh, here you go. Here's a better picture of him. There you go.
He's still beefy to be the Riddler.
Yeah, but he's all muscle now, pretty much.
Okay, he's too muscly to be the Riddler.
I agree. He'd have been great as a Penguin.
My dream is always Patton Oswalt as a Penguin.
Because
he did that one video during the Bale. Movies.
Yes.
Which was brilliant.
Yep. Apparently, back to the CW for a second, there's an Arrow spinoff that apparently is going to be a backdoor pilot that's going to star Catherine McNamara, Katie Cassidy, and Juliana Harkavy. The spinoff is apparently teased to center around Mia Smoke, known as Green Arrow, and the Canaries, Laurel Lance, and Dinah Drake.
I'm confused.
Smoke is the fierce daughter of Oliver Queen.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So.
You know, I can't keep track of how many kids he has in the comics.
I know. So, it looks like we... Apparently, that's the rumor right now, is to replace Arrow, they're just going to spin a show off into its spot. So.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. The Marvel Ghost Rider series at Hulu is now dead.
Well... There are a couple reasons for that.
But. Yes. The live-action TV series was going to star Gabriel Luna. He was going to reprise his role that he started in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which would have been good. I thought
The only problem was it cost too much money, so they cut it really quick.
Yes, he only was part of the season. The series was initially picked up by Hulu back in May, and now they've decided not to move forward with the series.
Well, Feige's talking about putting him on the Avengers.
Yes, there is that conversation. Which honestly,
I don't like it.
No,
I have no beef against the actor or the character. I don't see him as an Avenger. There are certain characters I don't see as Avengers.
Because have we
and
really?
Ghost Rider is absolute. Like he's more of a. You know, they had their what was it? Oh, I can't remember. They had a team book for all the spooky guys.
Oh, Midnight Suns.
Midnight Suns.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'd say would this Ghost Rider in the MCU would be our first introduction to the. Not spiritual side of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel Universe, but
no, because they've done that with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, well,
and they're gonna go full horror.
Yeah, they're gonna go full horror with that.
I know what you're trying to say, but you're just you've been beaten to it.
Yeah,
like, and it's not even the first time that the TV streams have crossed back because they had Jarvis in Endgame.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it would have been interesting to see, but Hulu, I think, is trying to cut down on...
Costs?
Well, yeah, on costs quite a bit. I mean, especially with Apple TV coming out at $5 a month and Disney Plus at $9 and Hulu, you know, Hulu's part of Disney, so Disney's just kind of like going, well, let's just cancel this. And which makes me wonder, if this is dead, how many other Marvel shows that are supposed to start at Hulu are going to die off?
Probably a lot of them, I would guess.
Well, I think the majority of the other ones are animated, though.
Okay, I don't know.
So,
I've already established I'm a hack fraud. I don't have answers.
That's right. David is. And the Jurassic World 3, they announced today they're bringing back not only Jeff Goldblum, but also Laura Dern and Sam Neill are coming back for Jurassic World 3, and they'll be reprising their roles as Ellie Sattler and Dr. Alan Grant.
Yay.
And, of course, Jeff is Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Yes.
From his cameo.
His very important role in the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
He had a bigger part in the car commercial.
Yeah. It's
I don't you know, if the thing that they just had, the battle at Castle Rock or whatever,
right,
is indicative of the third film, I'm already kind of off the
tuned
boat.
Out.
Well, because like you literally saw all the dinosaurs at the end of Fallen Kingdom,
right?
Except for the Compies and the Pteranodons, they were all single.
Yes,
and that's on top of all the other crap that you know, they get irradiated.
Yeah,
they're all female. They're, you know, like, they have a special diet. They have the lysine contingency.
Right.
Like, all this crap.
But David, life finds a way.
No, it doesn't. The Compies, maybe. Like, everything else would have been killed off pretty quick. Like, and certainly, and we certainly didn't see two longhorn steer. You know, the odds that there were two of them, the two Ceratopians, right? We didn't see those. And we saw all the dinos.
Right.
We didn't see those. The odds they would form a breeding pair, just like, and then have a baby immediately because they just got off the island.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, that's what they're going to do. It's going to be like the old serial cliffhangers, right? Where you saw it, and then the next film, suddenly there's going to be like 100 more dinosaurs that escaped.
Yeah.
And they're all breeding like crazy.
Yeah.
There'll be another Velociraptor. It'll be the Light Raptor. And then, you know, it'll be like, you know, How to Train Your Dragon 3, where she hooks up with Blue and they do a funny dance.
Oh, wow.
And then they have baby raptors.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I could just see Blue going, wow.
I can too, because they keep diminishing his character. Like, suddenly he's the most empathic raptor that ever lived.
Blue's a her.
Do we know that? Life finds a way.
Fair enough.
Amphibian DNA.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Is magic.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Even though we saw those dinos release at the end of it, is it a possibility? Because Dr. Wu lived. Like, he got off the friggin'...
No, he didn't. He got knocked the fudge out, and then he was in that room when they blew it up.
Oh, was he?
Uh-huh.
I specifically remember him getting away.
The kid and the girl murdered the crap out of Dr. Wu.
I'll have to go back and watch that. It's been a while since I've seen the second one.
Maybe it was somebody else. I remember they murdered the crap out of somebody in that room, but I thought it was Dr. Wu.
No, I could have sworn Dr. Wu lived. Because he seems to keep skirting by the skin of his teeth.
No, let me put it this way: they didn't actually show him die. I think they showed him get knocked out.
Yeah,
and then but there was no sign of him waking up. Or I mean, again, you could do a cliffhanger thing.
True.
It was like, oh no, the whole room is about to explode. Boom.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, just dip.
Fair enough. We saw these figures at Comic-Con, Super 7's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ultimate line.
I didn't go to Comic-Con.
Well, we saw them in the pictures.
I didn't know that you did.
Wave 1 includes, and these figures, of course, are designed to look like the old Playmates figures, but with way more articulation and sculpting. They include Wave 1's Raphael, Splinter, a Foot Soldier, and Baxter Stockman. And today, Super 7 released some new pictures of the figures, and they look really nice. Raph's going to come with the weapons rack with the weapons attached to it, which is kind of neat, but kind of sucks because you got to like snap the weapons off the rack.
Yeah, I did that back in the day.
Well, that's true. We'll come with a turtle communicator open and closed, several sets of hands, a different smiling head, and a piece of pizza. They're beautiful representations of the Playmates figures. You know what?
Like, I'm not a big Turtles fan.
But these are cool.
The Raphael was amazing.
Yeah. Splinter, who looks...
Splinter's okay.
Yeah, Splinter comes with his weapons rack and comes with a bow, a baby turtle.
Yeah, a little baby turtle.
A little...
mug of tea.
A little smoke. Yeah, a little smoking cup of tea there. Of course, his cane, which is a two-parter, because the other part is the sword.
Yeah.
So, really cool looking, though. Although, they've got two different canes. They've got a cane... A little scraggly cane, and then they've got the actual toy cane that plugs into the sword, which is kind of neat. So, let's see. Yeah, Splinter looks neat. Baxter looks pretty amazing, and he comes with a mouser and his vintage toy weapons as well as a blaster and some extra hands. So,
jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And then the Foot Soldier, who is actually kind of nice looking, and he comes with his weapons rack with a couple of different. I think he's got an extra gun that he had in the toy because he's got the little mace weapon. He's got the little baton, the jaw on the end of the baton weapon. I don't know what the hell it's supposed to be.
It's the jaws of life.
Yeah, the knife, and he's got a gun, but he's also got a small gun. I don't remember the vintage toy coming with a small gun. But he also comes with a shite ton of hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're very...
those are nice.
Yeah. They're very nice from Super 7. And Super 7 even included some contrastment pictures of the original Playmates
figures. Raphael looks really good.
Yeah.
The others look like their toy counterparts.
Yeah.
So you can't really, knock them.
Oh, it's nice to have a foot soldier that's not all,
hunched over like
yeah,
a monkey.
Yeah, doesn't have back problems. Beautiful looking figures.
Those are pretty impressive.
Yeah, those are impressive. Bandai apparently is getting ready to unleash figures based on Warhammer 40K.
Blood God.
Yeah, the classic tabletop role-playing game.
Oh, it's an actual figure. It's an actual figure.
Games Workshop and Bandai is joining up to release the 8-inch tall, fully articulated figure with over 50 points of articulation. Depicting the new Space Marine design from the popular Warhammer 40,000.
No.
The figure features the blue heraldry of the Ultramarines and comes complete with a bolt rifle accessory.
Should be red, then
but
we can use it.
But with 50 points of articulation, it's kind of nuts.
With our talisman game.
Yes, I know, right? A beautiful figure. I remember...
Hey, it looks cool.
I remember seeing... We were kind of talking about this before we started recording, and we used to have a hobby shop in town called Metropolis Comics, where I think you bought comics from.
That was my comics.
Yeah.
Source.
They used to have a big tabletop section.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decently sized for that time.
You could play games there, yeah.
Yeah. And I just remember seeing you could buy... I don't remember. It wasn't Games Workshop back then. It was... was it Games Workshop back then?
I think it was.
Yeah, they had little boxes you could buy. And inside the boxes were an army of Space Marines on sprues that you could pop apart and put together and paint. And now they just sell them single carded. But back then you buy big old freaking boxes full of them.
I know.
Which were nice. This is a nice looking figure, though. I don't play Warhammer. But,
I don't either.
I know it's still very popular to this day.
Yeah.
So it's cool that that's... that they're doing that. Nothing, no pricing or release date yet, but the pre-orders apparently open up in October. So, I guess when we get some word, we'll let you know. But kind of cool. And Mezco showed off a 15-inch talking, sneering Chucky doll. Nice little movie prop. $94 expected to ship between February and April of next year. Comes with his knife. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting to note it's based on the original one.
It is. It is based on the first Chucky film.
Yeah.
The original Chucky film, not the new reboot that failed miserably.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yep.
They forget about him quick.
Hi. My name is Chucky, and I'll be your friend to the end. Heidi-ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Chucky, this is the end.
Oh, no.
That was a good line.
Yes. Oh, God, I loved it.
It was wrong, but because there were nine more sequels.
Child's Play was a good movie.
It was okay.
I know. The last Child's Play they did was really good, I thought.
Which one, the remake or the last?
No, the last actual, not the one before a remake, was cool.
I don't remember which one that even was.
It was good. It was fun.
Okay.
It was fun.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That it?
That's all I got, man. News was kind of blur.
If I had known, I would have dragged out the whole nonsense at the beginning.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's... I got nothing.
Well, I mean, one thing that I can kind of throw in here quickly as a lifeline is our friend, I posted this on the group, but friend of the show, Ryan Drost.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
From Star Joe's, you distracted me.
Yep.
From Star Joe's has his own comic project on Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
It's called
I think it's
Shadow Hammer.
Here, we'll take a look.
Maybe Stealth Hammer.
It's under his name, right?
Sure. Some hammer-related thing. I'm sorry, Ryan. I wasn't prepared.
Stealth Hammer.
So?
He's got 25 days to go. He's got a $12,000 goal. He's made $3,000 so far. So,
yeah.
Speeding along pretty good.
I backed it. And the artist is really good. I don't know her name offhand, but she's really good with expressions.
Yeah, she is.
Like, facial expressions.
Yeah.
She's like... And I always hate talented artists. Hate them so much. I do, because I'm so envious.
Well, she's got this very anime style.
It's a little cartoony.
Yeah.
But she's just really good with expressive faces.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a comic
beautiful
to back,
artwork, yeah.
And Ryan's Stealth a good
Hammer.
Guy.
Yep, Ryan is a good guy. So make sure you check out Stealth Hammer, the all-ages superhero comic. It's really worth the look.
And I have backed it.
Cool.
Yeah, well, no, I put my money where my mouth is.
Here soon, if anyone has the Amazon Alexa or any of the little Amazon Dots, Echo Dots, soon you'll be able to change her voice to Samuel L. Jackson, which I plan on doing.
Do you?
Oh, God, yes.
Do you have one of those things?
Oh, yes, I do. Carrie and I use it when we clean house. We plug her in and let her play music.
All right.
It's great. She'll tell you a joke. She'll play Knock Knock with you. Alexa, Knock Knock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's terrible, but it's beautiful.
I don't want anything like that in my house.
No?
No.
What's the matter, Dave? You worried that the government's going to spy on you?
If the government's going to spy on me, the government's going to spy on me. But I don't have to make it easy for them.
Hey, man. Doesn't really matter. Like, they're probably recording your calls anyway.
Well, first of all, I never talked to anybody.
Or they're probably copying your texts, you know.
Okay, well, At this point, who
gives a shit?
That could get me in trouble.
Eh. I'm not threatening anyone. I don't give a damn.
Well, I just keep trying to make your car say dirty things.
And she does say dirty things, but she says them very, very fast.
Well, no, because my I was typing fast because I was trying to get the dog out. And so, there were a lot of typos. Or there was spell check took over.
Oh,
so it was,
man.
Like, where? Spitballs. I'm like, no, that's not what I said.
That's not what I said at all. This weekend, David and I are journeying together for the first time in many moons.
Together in a long time
to the Toy Man Toy Show this Sunday in Bridgeton, Missouri.
Yay.
David and I will be going to see some friends, purchase some toys, and see what else fun trouble we can get into in the few hours that we're down there.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll hang out with Mr. Irizarry. And
I hope so, Mike. I will tell you, be quick. Be early.
See Dealer Dan and probably Spike and some of the other guys that we know around there just to see how things are going. But yeah, I'm anxious. I was very excited to go. It's been a long time since I've been to a toy show with some money to spend.
Oh.
And I have.
I didn't even realize you were going to spend money. I just thought you were going.
I have some money to spend.
Wow.
But I know. I'm excited.
This is crazy.
I know. And I'm going to drive. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, and I'm going to spend. You know I'm going to like constantly send texts to make the car.
That's all we'll do is Dave's just going to send dirty texts to my phone. And that way the rogue can read them in her weird, fast, computerized voice.
I'm easily amused.
Yeah, well, so am I. Because I giggled outside when you sent it to me. I was like, ah, she said them so fast. It was beautiful. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm kind of excited.
Well, and, you know, like, I think one of the... it should be fun, especially for you, because you haven't been in a long time.
The last time I went, I took some stuff to Dealer Dan. I took a lot of his stuff back to him that I had, and I think I bought a thing. That was the show I bought the T2, the car.
Yeah.
In the box.
It's been a couple of months for me, because I remember I went not too long ago, because I got those Bone Wars things. But even that's been a little while. But point being, like, I think if you miss a couple shows, you have more of a chance of things changing over if you go every month.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what we find. I've got some things in mind that I'd love to try to find if they're there, but you never
know. Well, I mean, look, man, we probably still have a couple. We have some time to kill before we officially reach an hour. We got a lot of time to kill before we officially reach an hour.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to make it to an hour today.
Well, like, what are you looking for?
I need a couple more Rambo figures loose.
Oh yeah, because
I need to fill my pilots. I need a rocket fire Rambo for the jet, and then I need two of the villains for the motorcycle. I'd like to find.
I can't even make fun of you because I've done stuff like that.
I know.
That.
I'd like to find. Well, you know that all of my RoboCop vehicles have a RoboCop in them, right?
I think I did know that at one point.
Yeah, every one of my RoboCop vehicles has a RoboCop, except I need another RoboCop villain to put on the villain cycle. I'm trying to think of what else. I'd love to see if I can't find, with it getting close to Halloween, I'm hoping maybe somebody will bring some old vinyl kits, vinyl model kits.
Because that's been a price. New interest of yours.
Yeah, well, it's not a new interest, but a renewed.
Yeah. A renewed. That's what I was going for.
I was going through the garage because all the model kits are out in the garage in a cabinet out there.
Yeah.
Because originally that was going to be my workspace, and it just never happened. And they've been out there for
you gave it to the cats.
Pretty much. It's been out there for 10 years. But I was looking through and realized, I was like, shit, I've got a bunch of old like Gundam models that I never put together. And I'm like, these things are probably worth some money at this point. Like, they're probably, you know, I don't know if some of them were ever reprinted outside of Japan. So I'm sure I've got some decent cash in there. I need to look through and see if anyone
will buy them. You don't even know if you've got money for this show.
No, I have money. I have money. I'm just saying that just was a side. That was a side thing. Because I was out there yesterday working on the Incredible Hulk that I've had for years that I had painted originally.
And it looked good originally.
Yeah, for Killen's store, and then he fell and broke, and so I stripped all the paint off him and been fixing him. But I want to find some Rambo figures. I'd like to see if I can't find some old vinyl model kits. I'm always on the hunt for non-sports wax cards that I don't have, like sets or even sealed boxes. Yeah. I think the last one I bought was Alf. I bought a box of Alf cards at an antique mall for like $10. I was like, woohoo, Alf cards! And I was very happy, and I opened them.
I'm also not the only one who is easily amused.
I don't know, I like to see what I can find. I've got some stuff for Dealer Dan to take, some Doctor Who stuff that he'll probably want. Stuff that I don't think there's a huge audience for the stuff that I have, because it's oddball.
Is this the stuff you got from the auction?
Yeah. Okay. Just odd, because you've already looked
through it. I've already looked at it.
So I might take
it's
that.
It's clear.
Yeah.
I've cleared it.
I might take that stuff with me, and I've got a couple more committee things I might take and see if I can't make some deals with some of the other vintage toy dealers out there to see if I can't trade for some stuff. So we'll see what happens. I've got some stuff in mind. I don't know about you, though.
I got no agenda. No. I'm just going to see Mike and say hi to Dealer Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see what's there. I'll bring money just in case.
Yeah.
But like I at this point, like I really am kind of wrapping things up down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of me wishes you would still go after the Superpowers vehicles, though, damn it.
Why?
Or even the Secret Wars vehicles. Like, I know you've got the two cycles.
I got the cycles. I got the Doom Roller. I got the Tower of Terror. What else? There's glide. I don't want hang gliders.
No, there's also the Captain America helicopter in
Hellcat. Oh, there are the two helicopters.
Yeah. Those are friggin' cool, man.
Well, maybe someone will have them for a decent price.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Just part of me still wishes you'd go after the Superpowers vehicles, because I still think the vehicles for that line are dumb but neat.
Well, the keyword there is dumb.
Well, because you've got the Batmobile.
Yes, I have the actual thing that was a thing.
Yeah.
And I have the Hall of Justice, which was a thing.
Superman's
Justice Jogger
was
where he needs a little robot to run.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
Yeah, that was that was exceptionally stupid.
I know, I always like Darkseid's
yeah, but that's expensive.
Yeah, it's a big vehicle.
The big tri-bomber thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's and
Calibac had a vehicle too, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a
yeah.
I think a thing with a hammer or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was the one that I had was the spaceship.
Aren't they all spaceships?
No, it was... I can't think of what the hell it was called now, but it...
The Lexor?
No, not the Lexor. That was Lex's. That's kind of a neat little ship. No, it was like the big gold... My God, what the hell was it called?
I don't know.
I have to look.
I'm a hack fraud. I don't know anything about toys.
No, nothing, David.
Nothing.
You know nothing about toys? Nothing at all, huh?
I have no idea how you...
Oh, David,
how you put them together, or...
How you do that? Yeah, so Calibac had the Boulder Bomber. The Delta Probe 1 is the one I had.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, the Delta Probe 1 is the one
I had. So are those all the vehicles?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I know the Batcopter is worth all the money.
Yes, it is.
I have the... they re-released that for the Dark Knight collection.
Yes.
After the movie.
Yep.
I have that.
Yep. So they did the Lexor 7, the Supermobile, the Justice Jogger, Darkseid's Destroyer, the Batcopter, the Batmobile, the Delta Probe 1, and Calibac's Boulder Bomber. So, and the Hall of Justice. Yeah, that was it. That was it for vehicles for that line. We never got the Tower of Darkness, sadly. Or the Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, Fortress of Solitude would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been neat. Would have been cooler if we'd have got the dark side. Because I remember seeing that picture and thinking, oh, that's really cool. Fortress of Solitude, the art, though, is a digital fake, though. It's never... I don't think it was ever in any idea. But the Tower of Darkness would have been cool.
Mm.
With its big old weird... Dark side face thingy majigger.
What the hell? Go back up. What is this? No, go down. Yes. Go to the alien Star Wars.
There you go.
Are those real things?
No, they're all.
Well, because I know Super 7's doing weird.
They did the Nostromo ship, I think.
Did they?
Maybe.
Because those are neat. I would consider getting the Planet LV-426.
Yeah, that'd be neat. Sadly, I don't think those are real.
Ah.
Yeah, sorry, David. I don't think they're real. don't think.
How's our attempts to get Eric Aranya on the show going?
That's
a good movie, by the way. Stripped.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I haven't heard anything. He said once they were able to talk more he would let me know, but apparently that has not happened yet. So I may poke at him and be like, "Hey, did the lawyers let you?"
Well, I know that they got like the Sam and Max stuff is coming in, and the horses might finally be coming in.
Yeah, the horses might be finally coming in. The new Bucky O'Hare stuff they're doing is nice.
Yeah, I mean that was never a big favorite of mine.
No,
I got Jenny just because she was the one figure that they didn't make.
They never made. One figure that they almost made, that she made it as far as packaging, and then she never made her. So there's a handful of samples out there. Sadly. But no, that's my agenda. I've got some things in mind that, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you have more of an agenda than I do. I'm just going to get out of town.
Well, that's part of it, too. I haven't been to a toy show in forever, and it's nice to be able to go and spend a little cash and try to you know.
Who are you?
I know, right? It's weird. Very weird. Hey, what can I say, man? I've been saving my pennies. I'm saving my dimes and my pennies. Oh, joy. Mm. Oh, boy. Oh, joy. Yeah, the unproduced Kenner stuff would have been great. The little Superman phone change booth. Here, I'll get a bigger picture of it. That was a classic Toy News... Not Toy News Eye, but... it was in Tomarts.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to do...
Oh, I get it. It's like a... It flips around, right?
Yes, it flips around. They were going to do a Joker mobile.
That looks cool.
Yeah. The all-terrain Trapper.
That looks stupid.
Stupid, yeah. Well, they were going to do a little bat signal where people could sit down on it. And then Titans Tower was another one they were going to do because they were going to introduce the Titans.
Well, they already had Cyborg.
Yeah, they were going to introduce the rest of the Titans.
Cyborg had Robin.
That's true. All they needed was... Wonder Girl and...
They're in the art, but...
Oh, yeah.
Technically, it'd be Raven, Starfire, and...
Yeah, the Bat Signal would have been kind of cute.
Kind of dumb. Yeah. The phone booth is cool.
Yeah, the phone booth was
cool. Joker Mobile is kind of cool.
Yeah, the Joker Mobile's neat. Sadly, though, they never happened. Of course, the famous figures for that line that never, ever happened.
Yeah.
And Swamp Thing was not a part of the Superpowers line. They just kind of... You know, basically used the idea, but Man-Bat would have been cool. We got Clark Kent.
Yeah, as the melee.
Yeah. Quadrix was an interesting character.
Yeah, I assume he was the same mold as Golden Pharaoh. And
yep. We would have got the Catwoman figure.
Yeah.
Which
Batman Returns. They always say that.
Yeah.
That the Batman Returns version was based on her.
Yep. So... And then we got the evil cat crawler and the Supergirl Super Coop and the Reporter one.
Which I assume means we would have gotten
Lois Lane, yeah. Yeah, we would have. Unproduced toys are so much fun sometimes because you're like, oh man, what if?
Yeah.
You know, what if? Why didn't we get those, you know? And then
the line ended.
Yeah, I know. And then the Uzi stuff is just... I'm going to show Dave a picture of it if I can find it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were... Uzi's... Figures... I had found a picture of it earlier and was like, oh, that's kind of neat. Yeah, maybe
of course,
I can.
We're getting a lot of pictures of soldiers
with the
Uzis.
Yeah.
Uzi 9mm.
Let's see if that works. Nope, that's not going to work either. All right, well, I found some earlier, and now I can't find pictures of them, and now I'm kind of sad. Now I'm a little sad. Oh well. Oh well. Well, anyway, so we'll give you guys some stories about our Toy Man adventure from this Sunday next week.
Maybe.
Our next week's show. So make sure you tune in for that for a really, really big show. And gang, until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.